The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
So good morning. Welcome to the Morning Drive. This is your guest host this morning. I'm Brian Burkle. Today is Thursday, March 14th, and you're listening to The Morning Drive on WTBR. We are live and local, and we are at our studio here this morning at 4 Federico Drive. We have a special guest today. We have Cass Santos-China. She is the Executive Director of Berkshire Pride, and we will get to talking to her about Berkshire Pride and all the wonderful things they do for our community right after we hear our upcoming weather.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, mostly sunny. Highs in the lower 60s. Northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A chance of showers in the evening, then showers after midnight. Lows in the lower 40s. Southeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Gusts up to 30 miles per hour after midnight. Chance of rain 80%. Friday, cloudy. Showers likely, mainly in the morning. Highs in the lower 50s. Southeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour, becoming north in the afternoon. Chance of rain 70%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right. Good morning. Hi, Cass. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Yeah. Thanks.
So I appreciate you coming in today. Excited to have you here to talk about Berkshire Pride. You guys have a lot going on. You're coming up, obviously, into Pride Month in June. It's a few months away, but look at this, we're already into March.
Yeah.
You know? So it's going to be here before we know it. So I know you have a lot of things that you want to talk about, upcoming events, and you know, some of the programs that you guys have to offer. So what can you tell me about Berkshire Pride for start?
Well, thanks for having me. I guess I want to start with sort of the inception, right? In 2017, Berkshire Pride Festival started as a very small group of people with a little tiny bit of money with a lot of passion. And they really just wanted to put on this LGBTQ+ festival. And so it started from there. And now we're in our eighth year. In 2022, a small group of our planning committee decided we wanted to graduate from fiscal sponsorship and become our own 501c3. And so we did that very quickly. In January of 2023, we established and we sort of hit the ground running. We started fundraising. We received a staffing grant and we leased our first space. So we expanded the festival last year in 2023, and then we started building the organization in the background. And that's kind of where we are today. And we launched a few new programs as well.
Yeah, what do you have on tap? What's the next event you have coming up?
Oh, my goodness. The next event we have coming up, we try to have something every month or several different things every month. This weekend on Saturday, we have a sewing class, which is sort of all ages and all skill level. And the idea is folks are building their costumes and outfits for Pride Month. So that's a series of events. And the next kind of bigger thing that we have going on is an event for LGBTQ health awareness. And it's on March 22nd. And we'll have like special guests. Kripalu will be there and do a little something with us. Berkshire Harm Reduction is going to come and do some Narcan training. Tapestry is going to come and talk about the gender affirming care that they do. And then we'll have something for sort of like at the after of that for adults and fun stuff. Mm-hmm.
So you definitely do a lot of interconnective outreach with a lot of other agencies here in Berkshire County. Like you just mentioned a whole bunch of them just a moment ago. So that's a big part of what you are trying to do is just connect with the rest of the community, mm-hmm. right? Talk about your community to the rest of the community, and then find those safe spaces and connections and
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to continue our partnerships with our community partners that we have currently, and then, you know, do more outreach and build stronger relationships with other community organizations that we haven't really had the chance to network with. And one way we do that is with our Safe Spaces Project, which is an initiative we launched in 2023, and it's a series of three classes, and people will leave after the three classes certified as a safe space. And that was sort of developed because we were noticing a lot of sort of what we felt like was performative safe space stickers in various businesses and organizations. They put them in their windows, they put them on their cars. And we thought, like, how do we really know that these people are providing safe spaces? And what does that mean for our community? Like, can I go into this business and feel protected or feel affirmed in my identity? And so this idea was born. And we have an amazing instructor, Emma Lenski. She's a licensed mental health clinician, and she developed this series of trainings through her educational process and her, you know, lived experiences. And so the three trainings are intro to LGBTQIA terminology and pronouns, why they're important. And then the last training is mental health and suicide, specifically regarding young people. And that kind of covers stuff related to houselessness and survival sex and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So once a person has taken all three of those trainings, they'll leave as a Berkshire Pride certified safe space. And it's important to note that we don't certify complete organizations or businesses because we can't guarantee that every single person there is a certified safe person. And so the idea is, let's say you, Brian, become certified. Everywhere that you go, you're going to create a safe space for LGBTQ people. Mm-hmm. And so what we do is we take meticulous notes on who is attending the programs, become certified, and what organizations they're associated with. And then we'll be able to say, oh, you can go to see Brian at the Berkshire Coalition for Suicide Prevention. Mm-hmm. And we'll know that Brian is a safe person. And maybe you have a colleague, unfortunately, who's not. So we'll make mm-hmm. sure we refer specifically to you. So that's kind of the idea behind the program.
Right. So it's not just a blanketed certification. Right. To an organization, like you're saying, because every organization has its own individuals.
Right.
And so you want to make sure that the individuals are the people who are fulfilling that mission for you or helping you with your mission.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. I think as you stated on your website, you know that you take your partnerships very seriously, your mm-hmm. community partnerships, mm-hmm. Because you need to have that trust and that reassurance that you're both working together towards a common goal, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So for that safe space.
Yeah, our mission is to provide safe spaces and opportunities for LGBTQ people. And so we try to make sure that our community partners are mission aligned. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even if an organization or an individual is experienced with LGBTQ terminology, I feel like if they enable themselves to experience the program, they'll learn. You know, I've attended the trainings many times over this last year, and I learned things every time because the people that are in the classes learn from each other and they talk about life experiences. And sometimes people will ask questions that other people might be afraid to ask. Mm. And so we really learn from each other in that way.
And that's an important part. So you're getting feedback from the participants, mm-hmm. and then you guys are kind of get a new perspective, perhaps, or at least seeing where other people's perspectives are.
That's right.
And then trying to align everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, how often have you had these classes, and how often are they offered, and where are they?
Yeah, so we have been running classes pretty much every Tuesday since November-ish. Mm-hmm. So we'll have those classes in our Pittsfield offices, and we can accommodate, you know, up to maybe like 16 people or so in our own space, which is a very full class. And those run 9:30 to 3:30. They include lunch. They're a complete day, really. Mm. There's plenty of networking time and breaks in between. And then we have other options where we can go to specific organizations and work on training their entire staff. Mm-hmm. Or we can kind of cater things to whatever organization we're going to. Lately, we've been going to a couple of different schools, and we've been training them sort of one class at a time. So, for instance, we went to Monument Mountain. That's the regional high school in
yes,
South County.
South County, yes.
And Emma did a training on the introductory LGBTQ terminology. So we sometimes will just do one class at a time because organizations and businesses don't have a full day to dedicate. Mm-hmm. So those are usually like an hour and a half, 2 hour training session. So we can kind of cater to whatever the organization has for like time, budget. Yeah, that's what we're doing with that.
So in-house, you can do about 15 people.
Yeah.
And that's in your new facility.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Zoom option or the virtual option?
Right. So Emma has done hybrid trainings before, and we're exploring opportunities to do like completely virtual because we obviously live in a big county, and sometimes it's hard to get north and south together. So having a virtual option is something we're looking into. And then we think after the festival, like that's impending, right? It's coming up very fast. Maybe in August, we'll start doing a couple of evening classes. And so there'll be a certification series specifically for after work hours. So anyone who cannot get there through their organization or their business, they will be able to attend classes after.
And how would an organization or well, does it have to be an organization or can it be individuals?
Who can be an individual.
Anybody in the community can take this course,
anybody,
right?
Okay. Anybody. And so we have scholarship opportunities for folks who are not able to pay the certification fee. Mm-hmm. I mean, we really want to work with people where they are, and so we'll make it happen for them.
Great. So anybody who wants to take this, how would they go about contacting you to do that or registering for this program?
You can find more info on our website. It's berkshirepride.org, or you can message info@berkshirepride.org and inquire that way.
Right. Now, when you say you tailor it, so like you're saying, if there's a larger organization, you could do it in different increments. You could do it at different locations even. Could you take the show on the road, so to speak?
Yeah.
Okay.
We actually did that for the first time this last weekend. Mm-hmm. We went to Roots Teen Center in North Adams, and we trained a plethora of different organizations all in one space. They have a nice big space up there. So we had individuals from the child care of the Berkshires, different schools, North Adams Public Schools. It was a great mix. And yeah, it was the first time we did a full training offsite. And it was really, really lovely.
Mm. I'm glad you guys put this thing together. I think this is really important to answer those questions. You know, I think there are a lot of people who are trying to, you know, be allies, mm-hmm. but do it in the right way,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I think this is a good way to make sure that information is shared appropriately, and everybody's on, you know, aligned with what your mission truly is.
Exactly.
So I think this is a great program that you guys have put together.
Yeah. Giving people like the basic language to use to mm-hmm. interact with people and make people feel affirmed and safe is just what we're trying to do.
Right. So anybody just joining us, you are listening to The Morning Drive on WTBR 89.7 FM. We are live and local here in Pittsfield. And our guest today is Cass Santos-China. She is the executive director at Berkshire Pride. So Cass, that Safe Space Project, that just sounds fantastic. And I love the three pillars there. Like you said, there's the part about the terminology and then really delving into the pronoun aspect of mm-hmm. things and why that matters. And then, of course, the mental health and suicide prevention aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And I can, you know, I can speak to that a little bit from my experiences with the Berkshire Coalition for Suicide Prevention. I recognize that, you know, that's an important factor here because people who in the LGBTQ plus community can be at a higher risk because of some isolation that they may have experienced in their, growing up or presently. And you guys are trying to chip away at that and create more safe spaces, which is going to create a better opportunity for people to thrive in this community. But I think it's important that you do talk about it that as one of these pillars, because to your point earlier that you've got people who there may be an organization that says we are a safe place, but maybe not all the people involved are. They may not have that information. And so where that comes into play in some cases is in mental health care. We know we've heard about conversion therapy, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So when someone is struggling with mental health and they are from the LGBTQ plus community, we want to make sure they're getting to the right people. I know, for example, there's one organization in South County. It's the Alana Faith Chen organization. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
I am, yeah.
And that was established for in honor of a young lady named Alana who had gone through conversion therapy. And ultimately, she ended up dying by suicide. So their mission there is that if someone needs some mental health care, they can align them, they can connect them with therapists and counselors who are more sensitive to LGBTQ plus needs, mm-hmm, and requirements. So that's, I think it's great that you guys are focusing on that as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of the building blocks. Mm-hmm. You know, we go through these trainings and we learn the language. We talk about pronouns. We learn about why they're important to people, and we practice. We put them into our everyday lives, and then it sort of learn that if you don't do these few steps, the basic, it takes very little energy for ourselves to invest in our own education about LGBTQ issues, and then you do the prevention by doing these other things. You know, there's so many times where we have young people who are not accepted for who they are, they're not affirmed, and then they end up in unsafe situations, like, parents not being as understanding and maybe don't want the young person to live in their home anymore. Mm-hmm. And so then we have houseless youth. They're engaging in survival sex. They're doing whatever they can to really just make it in this world. And really, it just takes a little bit of self-education to, really delve into understanding and just creating these safe spaces for young people, for all people.
Right, exactly, for all people. That's just it. Nothing that you're covering here couldn't be applied in any setting.
That's right.
They say that you don't have to understand something to be compassionate towards someone, mm-hmm, but having these conversations helps. You know, the more educated you are, the more you're going to understand. But you don't have to understand to be compassionate, and people just need to be compassionate in the first place. So I appreciate what you guys are doing with these programs. So you've got some great stuff coming up. Let's talk about Pride. Pride Month is coming up in June. You guys have had, I've been to a few of the Pride events you've had over there in the Commons with some other organizations, and it's really amazing the number of people that are there. I think you had over 3,500 people last time?
Yeah, we had pretty close to that last time, last year in 2023. So mm-hmm. In 2024, we have a lot of events, expanded Pride Week. So we have pretty much a full week of events this year. And we wouldn't be able to do this without some of our sponsors. So I just wanted to give a shout out to Greylock Federal mm-hmm. Credit Union mm-hmm. for being one of our biggest sponsors mm-hmm. last year and this year. And because of them, we're able to, like I said, expand our programming this year for Pride Week. And it kicks off June 1st. There'll be a flag raising at the City Hall in Pittsfield. And our new mayor will do a proclamation that June is LGBTQ plus Pride Month. Mm-hmm. And then we'll do a little kickoff at Hot Plate Brewing on School Street in Pittsfield. And while folks are celebrating there, Emma and myself and a core group of individuals will go on over to the Common, where we're going to have Youth Pride. Youth Pride's new to us. It was typically held with 18 Degrees, and we're partnering with them this year and making it a bigger, more public event. Mm-hmm. And so, like I said, it'll be at the Common. The Youth Pride event this year is completely organized by young people. We have a couple of interns from Miss Hall School who are learning how to organize an event, working with the city, planning, pulling in vendors, getting sponsors, all of those things. For the Youth Pride, we have a drag camp for teens. It's a workshop where young people will take a class once a week through May, we're partnering with Wandering Dance Society on that. And those performances will culminate at Youth Pride. All of our entertainment at Youth Pride will be young people. Yeah, and so the next day, on June 2nd, we have our very first ever Rainbow 5K. And that we're working with the Berkshire Running Center for that. Mm-hmm. It's an out and back run and a 1 mile walk. It's all abilities. Mm-hmm. And so we're excited about that. It's our first year, and we feel like it's really going to be a staple in Pride Week going forward. And then we have various events throughout the week, but something that I really wanted to point out new to this year is a silent disco for teens. You know what a silent disco
No,
is?
No.
Okay, so for those that don't know what a silent disco is, you basically go to this party, this disco, and you wear headsets. And the room is completely quiet, but you can pick from three different colored headsets, and each headset plays a different genre of music. Mm. So we're doing this for teens during the First Friday Art Walk in Pittsfield. And that's June 7th. And the First Friday Art Walk in Pittsfield in June will be completely Pride-themed, thanks to the City of Pittsfield and Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. And so you'll see queer artists, queer entertainment that day. We'll have the silent disco. Temescal Wellness is doing a fundraiser for us at Hot Plate Brewing. And it's a karaoke, so you pay to sing karaoke. Mm-hmm. Very fun. They did that last year, so that'll be returning this year. And, yeah, and then June 8th is the big festival. Mm-hmm. We have the parade. We have an after party, which is, this will be our second year with the after party, and tickets will go on sale soon for that. And then finally, for at least for Pride Week, we have the NomKeg Tea Dance. So NomKeg puts on a fundraiser every year for Berkshire Pride and Berkshire Stonewall Community Coalition, and it's called a tea dance, I think, because it's earlier in the afternoon. It's around 4 to 7:30.
Tea time.
Yeah. But there's no
old
tea,
English,
I don't
old
think.
Old English tea time, not the golf course tea time.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's a dance party, pretty much, and it's a fundraiser.
And it's at NomKeg?
Yeah, it's at NomKeg. It's a beautiful experience. I recommend going down to NomKeg any chance you can, but specifically for this event. And then we have things throughout Pride Month, of course, but that's the week.
So the karaoke, you said that's where?
Oh, it's at Hot Plate.
At Hot Plate? Okay.
Yeah.
And you pay to sing?
You pay to sing.
Okay, that's about the only way. Nobody's going to pay to listen to me sing, so I'd have to pay just to have someone listen to me.
Yeah, you have to pay, and then, like, it gets to be a competition, right? Because if you've already sang and you want to sing again, you got to pay a little bit more. So it's sort of like if you want to get up there, bet a little bit higher. Bet it's not a bet.
Almost like an auction for the spot up on the stage?
Yes.
Okay, all right, good. And when is that?
That's June 7th during the First Friday Art Walk.
Okay. And the Youth Pride is on June 2nd.
June 1st.
June 1st. Mm-hmm. And then on the 2nd is?
The Rainbow 5K.
Rainbow 5K. And what is the route for that?
So it's an out and back run at the rail trail that's behind Allendale.
Okay.
So there's an entrance at Crane Avenue, and so that's where it'll start. Yep.
And then what, just goes up north and then back down, like up towards the mall and turns around?
That's right.
As far as
Yep.
And how long is it?
It's 5K, so 3 miles, and then it's a 1 mile walk for all abilities.
Yeah. Good. And how do people sign up for that?
You can go on our website. You can check the link tree in our social media accounts, you know, at Berkshire Pride, on Instagram and Facebook, and definitely on the website. And also, if you just have questions about that, info@berkshirepride.org.
And when you talk about the Berkshire Pride event in the Commons, you've got the parade that comes down Eagle Street, right? Same route? And how long have you been doing that? That's kind of a new thing, right? The parade leading into the festival?
Yeah, the parade's 3 year. This will be the third year for the parade. It has always typically been a very short route down Eagle Street. We're always looking into options to expand, but it's quite a big feat to shut down North Street in any way or any other routes in Pittsfield.
Of course. Yeah. We don't want to, disrupt the traffic patterns more than we have to, but every now and then there's an occasion to do that and to celebrate, and that's what your parade is about.
That's right.
Yeah. So if somebody wants to join for the Commons, how would they, again, same thing, go to your website if they want to set up a booth, if they want to participate at Pride as a sponsor or anything like that? How, just go through your website? Should they call you?
Yeah, so we do have sponsorship opportunities available for all of our events. So you could sponsor the festival. Youth Pride is a specialty sponsorship. And then, of course, the Rainbow 5K. If you are interested in having a vendor booth or what we would call a nonprofit or community partner booth, if you're a food vendor and you're looking to expand or return to Berkshire Pride, we are accepting applications for food vendors and entertainment. If you are a new or experienced LGBTQ plus entertainer, we would love to have you. And and volunteers, of course, we need volunteers. You can find the registration form on our website and also in our link tree and on our social medias. We definitely need volunteers. We need as many as we can get. In April, we'll have a volunteer kickoff. This will be our second annual volunteer kickoff. Mm-hmm. And it's really a celebration for all of the volunteers we have currently and also a way to bring in new volunteers so people can come and celebrate with us and inquire about new opportunities. And yeah, and it's that'll be at Hot Plate Brewing
That's going to be a Hot Plate as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And when is that again?
That'll be April 24th.
April 24th. Okay.
Yeah, I've said Hot Plate a lot. They're great community partners.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Because I was going to ask you about volunteerism. What you're looking for, what your needs are for volunteers and how they get engaged.
Yeah, so we, through the course of 2023, we were able to acquire a staffing grant. So we do have two full-time staff members at Berkshire Pride, but we are primarily run by volunteers. We have a core group of sort of advisory planning folks we probably have a dozen of those folks. And then we have an extended volunteer list, probably of about 50 people that we can call on throughout the year. Our biggest volunteer opportunities are around Pride Month, and we need as many hands as we can get. And so there's like various opportunities, but if you have an expertise in organizing or finance or any other specialty background, we can use all of those folks. Throughout the year, we have different community outreach opportunities where we go out into the community and we explain what we do and we talk to folks. And those are volunteer opportunities. And yeah, I mean, we are primarily run by volunteers.
I mean, so many organizations in this county rely on that. So it's, you know, important that people get out there and volunteer and that we recognize our volunteers, you know, and the good work that they do, because we have so many nonprofits out here and we all work so closely together. And without our volunteers and our support staffs, these nonprofits and these other organizations that are working towards, you know, really, really notable missions just wouldn't succeed without volunteers. So if you're looking to volunteer, you just heard from Cass how you can do it for Pride. And there's lots of other opportunities out there. You can look through the Nonprofit Center for the Berkshires has a lot of nonprofit organizations that are listed for Berkshire County that are always looking for volunteers. It's a great place to go and look for. It's almost like a catalog. You can kind of shop through the giving guide and see what organizations are out there and might speak to you. Pride is one of those that is listed in there. You can also check out RSVP here in Pittsfield for retired. I think you have to be 55 or older, but you can go through RSVP here in Pittsfield, and they can also direct you to different nonprofits. And Pride, are you guys listed with RSVP?
That's a great question. I do not believe so.
Okay.
No, we've not taken advantage of that program, but we certainly should.
Yeah. All right, so we're coming up on the top of the hour, so we're just going to take a pause here for station identification. We're going to thank our underwriters, and when we come back, we will continue our conversation with Cass Santos-China. She's the Executive Director of Berkshire Pride, and we will return momentarily.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Now, there is one final message for you to transmit to Earth. It is the most important message you have ever sent. I want you to keep repeating it as many times as possible.
89.7 WTBR FM. Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal, opportunity grows here, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from Evco Hypnosis. Want to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, or relieve stress and anxiety? Evco Hypnosis is here to help you become happier, healthier, and stronger. Call 413-212-0283 or go to evcohypnosis.com. That's EVCOhypnosis.com.
Hey, it's Sean from WTBR-FM. Whether you just found this station for the first time or you've been listening for years, you might not know everything about WTBR-FM. Want to find out more? It's easy. Just go to WTBRFM.com. You can find full programming schedules, listen to the station anywhere in the world, subscribe to our podcasts, and even learn to create a program of your own. And of course, donate to the station. That's WTBRFM.com. Check it out today.
The Pittsfield Health Department is hosting monthly wellness clinics available to the community at the Christian Center, Senior Center, Epworth Arms, Capitol Square, and South Congregational Church. Vital sign checks, medication reviews, and health assessments are offered by the public health nurse. Our social worker will be there with information of available resources as well. For more information about these clinics, please contact us at 413-499-9411.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
This is Kevin Cahill from the Sunday Sounds of Ireland show, which you can listen to every Sunday on WTBR 89.7 at 10 a.m. You will hear the jigs, you will hear the reels, the fiddles, the bowrons, and the bagpipes, Paddy Riley, the Wolf Tones, the Chieftains, and even some cranberries. So listen to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland every Sunday at 10 a.m. here at WTBR 89.7.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Tim's Lawn Care, it's almost time for spring cleanups. Tim's Lawn Care can also take care of your landscaping, lawn care, mulching, and more. Tim's Lawn Care, 413-281-4222 and online at timslawncarelandscaping.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back. WTBR.
And now back to the morning drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Welcome back to the Morning Drive. I'm your guest host this morning. My name is Brian Burkle. You're listening to WTBR 89.7 FM. And our guest this morning is Cass Santos-China. She is the Executive Director of Berkshire Pride here in Pittsfield and representing all of Berkshire County. And before we continue on with our conversation, we're just going to check in with the National Weather Service.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, mostly sunny. Highs in the lower 60s. Northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A chance of showers in the evening, then showers after midnight. Lows in the lower 40s. Southeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Gusts up to 30 miles per hour after midnight. Chance of rain 80%. Friday, cloudy. Showers likely, mainly in the morning. Highs in the lower 50s. Southeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour, becoming north in the afternoon. Chance of rain 70%. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
So I still got new guy written all over me here, pushing the buttons in the not in the correct order, but hopefully nobody really noticed that. Anyway, so Cass, thanks again for being here. Before we get into a little bit more about Pride, I just want to take a moment here where I've got the airway to just talk about an event that's happening tonight that I think is pretty important for people to know about if they're available to attend. It's going to be at the Lenox High School. It's an event that's free to the public, and it's hosted by Lenox High School and the Berkshire Coalition for Suicide Prevention. What it is, it's a conversation with a man named Craig Miller, and he's the author of a book called This Is How It Feels, a memoir attempting suicide and finding life. Craig is a suicide survivor, And he's written the book on his experience and how he continues to struggle with mental illness and suicidal ideation at times, but that he is surviving. And so it's a very important conversation. It is free. It is at 5 p.m. at the Duffin Theater in Lenox, and is open to the public. And his books will be available, too, at that event. So I know it's short notice. It is tonight, but if anybody has time or an interest in doing that, then I encourage you to try to attend. So, Cass, we're talking about Berkshire Pride. And when we talk about the Berkshires, you know, obviously you're situated here in Pittsfield. You did mention earlier that you had done some of the training that you offer up in North County. I know that's a challenge for everybody, is doing the whole north, south, central connection. Mm-hmm. How do you guys manage that?
Well, it's pretty difficult, I guess. We leased our first office space in Pittsfield because it's centrally located. In a perfect world, in our very near future, hopefully, mm-hmm. we'll maybe have some satellite North and South County locations. Of course, that's a dream, but it'll probably happen. So what we're doing now is we're hosting those classes at our Pittsfield office mm-hmm. every Tuesday. We will not be offering classes in May and June because we're prepping for the festival.
Sure. Right.
And then we take the show on the road. Mm-hmm. Last week we went to Teen Center in North Adams and trained a very diverse group of individuals from various organizations. And then we can cater the program to the organization or the business at will, really. Mm-hmm. So if it's a school, we specifically work on things in language you would use or need to use in a school setting. And we will come down to you. Mm-hmm. We'll do a specialty arrangement of the three training classes. Mm-hmm. But I think the best way to do it is the full day, because you're experiencing the sort of building blocks mm-hmm. of the training, and it's fresh in your mind.
It's more of an immersion if you're doing it that way, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
If you can. I mean, you know, as you've pointed out, some people just don't have that type of flexibility to do a full day. Mm-hmm. Now, you said that you mentioned earlier you've been to a couple of schools. You mentioned down in Great Barrington, right? Monument Mountain. Have you been into any of the other schools here in Berkshire County to do any presentations, or do you plan to?
Yes, so W.E.B. Du Bois also mm-hmm. did mm-hmm. a training. So both of those were the introductory LGBTQ. And then we will go back down there in May to do... I just said we weren't training in May, but we are
exception,
doing.
Right.
Yeah, the schools
right.
are always an exception for us, but we are going back for the pronouns, mm-hmm. which is really important in schools.
And then will you finish that off with that third piece as well, or are you just doing the first two for the schools?
No, we will be finishing it off, but it's sort of be starting fresh mm-hmm. in September.
Oh, okay.
So we'll do the mental health and suicide in September.
Good, good. And then so it's important, you know. Today, most of our audience is here in Pittsfield, but we do get listeners a little bit further out. I know I've been able to listen to the radio, this show, as far as Beckett on the Turnpike. So we do have some expanse, but it's important for people to know that you are Berkshire Pride, not just Pittsfield Pride, and that you are there for your services and your support throughout the county.
Yeah, that's right. We're really trying to target some of the rural areas and bring in organizations and businesses from those populations and mm-hmm. and make sure that they have the language that they need to work in those areas of the county. And I just wanted to point out that the district attorney's office has started trainings for their entire staff. Mm. So I think that's going to make a really big difference for Berkshire County as a whole. Mm-hmm. And it really has already started the impact in the Berkshires, I think, for the district attorney's office. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to point that out. Because I feel like that's, you know, law enforcement and the legal system in general could use the education, and they're taking the initiative.
Yeah, that is great. And then, so this program is available for any organization, right? Nonprofits. Like you said, you'll go to them, or you can host it at your place.
That's right.
So your place is on Eagle Street?
Or it's on Depot Street.
Depot Street, just over the, on the other side of North Street. And that's a relatively new location for you, right?
We leased the space in May of last year, and we opened to the public in August.
Mm-hmm. How are you doing moving in? You're all settled?
We are settled, and actually, like, we've expanded in such a way inside of the space. It gets very small very quick in there, and it's a suite of offices. There's like four different spaces, and we have one specific suite that is dedicated to the Berkshire Trans Exchange, mm-hmm. And they're a community partner who takes clothing in and has sort of like boutique pop-up style shopping for members of the trans community. They also take donations, and folks that are cisgender are welcome to shop for, you know, a donation.
Mm-hmm. So that's the purpose of that that particular, is it a separate organization or?
Yes. Okay. Yep. It is a separate organization.
Right. And so you guys rely a lot on volunteers. We mm-hmm. talked about that earlier. So if anybody's looking to volunteer, they can get a hold of you through your website. And then you said again, you have an upcoming event, right, for volunteers?
Yeah, April 24th, in honor of National Volunteer Week, mm-hmm. we will have a repeat, like our second annual volunteer kickoff party, and that is at Hot Plate Brewing, and that will be basically a celebration for all of the volunteers we have currently and a recruitment for new volunteers so people can come down, they can find out what opportunities are available. There'll be raffles, there'll be prizes, games. It'll be a good time.
So what do you see with your organization? What are your strengths? What do you feel you bring to this community?
Well, there hasn't been an LGBTQ organization that is working every day of the year. So we feel like Pride is every day. And so we're trying to be present. And we have a lot of programs in the works. But again, we're a staff of two with a bunch of volunteers. So, like, I think what our strengths are sort of the passion that we have to keep driving forward and riding on the momentum of this Pride is every day. And we have a lot of challenges mm-hmm. As a brand new organization. Funding is always a challenge. And, I think... So it's sort of a balance right now. We're doing some good stuff, but we have some challenges, which I think all of the nonprofits in this area are dealing with the same thing.
Yeah, money, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
That's always the biggest challenge. But you've got quite a few things coming up in the near future where there are opportunities for people to be sponsors, financial sponsors for some of your events.
That's right.
People can make donations to Berkshire Pride. So I know we talked a little bit in the first half of the show about some of the upcoming events, and I know sometimes our audience shifts. We get some new viewers, or not viewers, but listeners here in the second half. So I just want to kind of revisit a few things, if you don't mind. One thing I don't think we did talk about was, and I know this is looking farther ahead, but we talked about the Pride-o-ween.
Yeah.
Right? I know it's, but again, time goes by so fast, right?
Yes.
So it'll be here before we know it, really. But it's something to have people put on their radar for October. Do you want to talk a little bit about Pride-o-ween?
Yeah. So Pride-o-ween, we had our first Pride-o-ween last October. It happened to be on Friday the 13th. We took advantage of that date, mm-hmm. and it was at the Stationery Factory. And this year, our Pride-o-ween event will be back at the Stationery Factory. We have DJ BFG, which is if you've ever had the experience, we feel very lucky to have been able to get DJ mm-hmm. BFG for that. And it is on National Coming Out Day this year, which is October 11th. And it's sort of a mid-year for us, right? Because we're in June, so like a mid kind of year fundraiser. Mm-hmm. So it's a dance party. There's always games and prizes. We have sort of a resource fair inside the space as well. So we have local organizations like Tapestry, Harm Reduction, one of our sponsors, Only in My Dream Events, mm-hmm. and The Shop. They'll be there selling their Pride merchandise. We have Witch Slapped, who's also a sponsor, who'll be doing some witchy, crafty activities. There's tarot readings, and yeah, just a good time.
Yeah, sounds like it. And that's at the Stationery Factory.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great facility.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great place to have an event. And then you've got the 5K that's coming up, and that's going to be in June, right?
Yeah, our first Rainbow 5K, and we really have a lot of you know, faith that it's going to be a big to-do every year from now on. But it's our first, like I said, the first Rainbow 5K for Berkshire County. And it's an out-and-back run behind the Allendale Shopping Center at the rail trail. Mm-hmm. And it's with in a partnership with Berkshire Running Center, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, they do quite a number of events, and 5Ks are always popular. You know, I think there's a strong running community here in Berkshire County,
mm-hmm.
and then you've got plenty of people who are just, you know, giving it a try for the first time. I remember years ago, I ran in a 5K for a nonprofit here, and there's this, you know, I thought I was a runner, thought I was at the time, but there was a it's like I said, it's open to anybody, right? And there's this one kid that kept going past me, and he was wearing like high top sneakers with the laces all undone.
Oh, goodness.
So I'd hear him flip, 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 flip coming, and he'd go past me, and then he'd wear himself out, and then he'd pick up some speed and come past me again. So yeah, 5Ks are for anybody, really. You know, you're always going to get your somebody dressed as Santa Claus or something to that effect, you know, or dressed in some kind of costume. And so with the Rainbow Race, costumes are welcome, encouraged,
100%,
I would
assume. Yeah. So the 5K is a competition, right? Mm-hmm. So there'll be awards there, but the 1 mile walk, we're making it a little bit more fun.
Mm-hmm.
So you can dress up, put on all of your rainbows. You can bring the family. It's important to note that students run free, so you can participate and run free if you're a student.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to be really special, and it's a huge fundraiser for us. So if you're not a runner, mm-hmm. you can still buy a ticket to run. That all of the proceeds will come to Berkshire Pride, and you can also use that as a fundraising platform. So you've got your ticket, you can use that on social media to have other people donate to you.
Mm-hmm.
I think the runners that are listening right now probably are very familiar with that process, but it's new to us.
So as we're coming to about 8:16, I just want to let you know our guest today is Cass Santos-China. She's the executive director for Berkshire Pride. So we're taking this morning here to talk about all the wonderful things that Berkshire Pride does for the community here in Berkshires and some upcoming events. I want to circle back again to the training that we talked about earlier. It's called the Safe Space Project, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, we talked earlier, there's three pillars to this. There's three sections of this training that you guys offer. And it's open to anybody who wants to attend. They can contact you. There is a fee to do it. It's a minimal fee, really. But there are scholarships available because you want to be as inclusive as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure that people get the messaging that you guys are offering. And those three pillars are introduction to LGBTQ plus terminology. Also, the second one is what are pronouns and why do they matter? And then the third focuses on mental health and suicide risk and prevention, right?
That's right.
So this program, how long have you been doing this again?
We did a test, like a pilot program, around this time last year. Mm-hmm. And we did it in the, we did it one class at a time to see like what the interest would be for the community. And those were all free and they were all hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
And then since I think maybe October, November, we started launching full day trainings in our location in Pittsfield. And those are usually run 9:30 to 3:30. And you can have all three classes and leave our offices as a certified safe space.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you can take like each class separately at different times. And we just have to keep really good notes because we want to make sure that we are able to refer people directly to actual individuals at different organizations.
Mm-hmm. The Safe Space Project, is that something, is it a national program that you've become part of, or is this something that you developed specifically for Berkshire County?
So we developed it for Berkshire County specifically, and it was actually designed by Emma Lenski, who's our competency educator and mm-hmm. our program director. So they designed this through their you know, life experience and education, and it's sort of evolved over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So when we talk about the terminology, can you just explain a little bit about why that would be important to share?
I mean, I think mostly because you know, if you don't have a relationship with the queer community, if you don't have any language whatsoever. You get the basics, like you know what each of the acronym letters mean, and so that language that you learn or you gain will help you, you know, interact with people and, you know, affirm them and make them feel like they're seen in different, you know, areas of your life wherever you go.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about the safe space that you work at or a safe space in your home. Mm-hmm. If you have this education, you're a safe space wherever you go.
Mm-hmm. And then the other pillar that we talked about was it's titled "What Are Pronouns and Why Do They Matter?"
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk on that a little bit?
Yeah. So pronouns are hard for people. Mm-hmm. It's especially difficult if you know someone and then they transition. And so it can be difficult to deal with the pronoun change.
Mm-hmm.
And so we explain why using pronouns are important, introducing yourself with your pronouns, asking other people for their pronouns, and practicing. So in that class, in that model, you get an opportunity to practice, and you get a chance to ask a lot of questions,
mm-hmm.
and you learn what happens when you make a mistake and how you address that.
Mm-hmm.
Which can be very difficult for most people, but I guess the main idea behind that is just don't make it such a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that big of a deal. Just
right.
Just keep moving.
Yeah, and I got to say, I think some people probably are timid about having those conversations or even introducing pronouns for that very, or addressing somebody by a pronoun if they're not quite certain, for that very reason, that they're afraid that they're going to misstep.
Yeah.
And so it's good that you're addressing that as to, you know, what you do if you misstep or what that's going to feel like or how that can play out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we talk about pronouns, you know, I mean, it is something about practicing it and getting used to doing that. You know, we didn't do it here today, you know, because I'm out of practice for that. You know, it's not something that I regularly do. And I know that when, as this has really evolved to become more of a accepted practice in a lot of circles that I've been in, I know that there are people who push back on it. I think in a lot of ways it's because they just don't understand it to a degree. So I think that's why this is important, that people can be better educated about why in fact it is important. You know, and I think there are some people who are just like, well, why do I need to identify myself when I'm confident that I'm very clearly one gender or the other? And ultimately, you know, I think my own personal journey on this was, at some point, I'm just like, what does it matter? You know, it's no harm for me to say my pronouns, you know, because if there are other people in the room who really are more dependent on sharing their pronoun to help identify themselves, then if I'm doing it and if everybody's doing it, then it just becomes more natural,
mm-hmm.
and more welcoming and more and a safer place to make your own pronoun known, you know. So basically, I think that's why it's so important that you have this conversation,
mm-hmm.
because I think people just need to understand it's not that big a deal.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
And the point is, if you're doing it, then it's making it a safer space for someone else who really needs that space.
Right. I think it's important to note that, you know, there's so many different pronouns right now. There's a lot of neo-pronouns, new pronouns, and some people don't use, they would like to not use pronouns, and that's okay too. There's people that we work with every day that are saying, you know, I prefer no pronouns. And what do you do when someone prefers no pronouns?
Mm-hmm.
You just use their name.
Mm-hmm.
So you might have to use their name a lot,
mm-hmm.
but that's what you would do. And the best practice too is introducing yourself with your pronouns. My name's Cass. I use mm-hmm. she, her pronouns. And then someone will usually also introduce themselves in that way. And then it becomes really a lot more comfortable for everyone.
Right, right. And then, of course, the other section of this this safe space project is about mental health and about suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And can you talk a little bit about that aspect of the training?
Yeah, it's sort of a building block, right? We're mm-hmm. learning the introductory language. We're practicing our pronouns. We're learning how to affirm other people in their identity or their orientation. And then we get to the last training that's basically these are the statistics of what happens when you don't do these other two things. When you don't do mm-hmm. that work to educate yourself, to make other people feel safe in your presence, then there's mental health issues that arise,
mm-hmm.
incidences of you know, attempted suicide or suicide ideations, things like that, can lead to houselessness. Mm-hmm. And when a young person specifically is houseless, they might engage in survival sex, and it mm-hmm. just leads down the wrong road. So you sort of go through these different trainings and you learn as a building block, and then what is the result if we don't do this little bit of thing for ourselves?
Right, because a big challenge for mental health is that sense of isolation mm-hmm. or being alone, and that goes back to why it's important to have the proper terminology, why it's proper to use or to understand pronouns, because you want everybody to feel part of community, part of something, because if they're feeling isolated, it's just going to deteriorate their mental health and put them at higher risk for suicide.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all connected. All these things are connected, just like you said. I think it's a great program that you guys put together.
Well, thank you. Yeah. It's making an impact already in Berkshire County, I think, and as we expand, and well, hopefully, you know, the idea is to be able to run more classes, and we need more staff to do that. So we're working on all of those things. A couple of other events that I kind of wanted to point out.
Yeah, of course.
We will be having, will be our second annual Pride Night with Berkshire Busk. And this is going to cap off Pride season on mm-hmm. June 29th in Great Barrington. So we're mm-hmm. taking Railroad Street by storm, and we're going to put the rainbows all over down in downtown mm-hmm. Great Barrington.
They have some crosswalks that are rainbow painted.
Yeah,
isn't that
do.
Correct? Okay. Yeah, I thought so. What about the Live Out Loud Conference? Do you have anything to do with that? Do you guys have any affiliation with that event?
Yeah, I mean, all of the local queer organizations sort of put in some effort to mm-hmm. host this conference every year. It's typically back and forth between MCLA and BCC, mm-hmm. and this year it's going to be back at MCLA, and it's focused on creativity, so there's going to be a lot of different workshops. You'll see a lot of different community organizations there with their resources and information, and the Trans Exchange pop-up clothing shop will be there, which is really big to do with the college students. So mm-hmm. look forward to that.
Yep.
And one other thing I wanted to just point out is I serve as the coordinator for the Rainbow Seniors of Berkshire County, and they are a social group of LGBTQ seniors 60 plus. And I think sometimes when you have older LGBTQ people, it can be very difficult for them to find community mm-hmm. Because they've spent so much of their life living differently than we do now, like closeted a lot of times. But I just wanted to shout them out because we are here for the senior community, and we have a lot of events every single month. There's hybrid events, virtual events, and in-person events. And so reach out to rainbowseniors.org if you're a senior and you're feeling like you want a little bit of community.
Mm. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. So we've got about 1 minute left. How would you want to wrap up with what you think the future is for Berkshire Pride?
The future for Berkshire Pride looks like more expansion. We need to have more accessible services for LGBTQ people and our allies. And, we've leased our space for 3 years. We're almost 1 year in. It's crazy. And we plan to have a big expansion after this lease is over. Like, we want our own Pride Center. We want to have it to be able to be a drop-in space where people can just come and be together. Right now, we're like restricted by hours, restricted by our schedules. Our space is small, but that's like the big overall plan. We want to have some youth programming every day if mm-hmm. we can. I think we need to spend more time working on our youth, our LGBTQ youth.
Yeah, exactly. So that they don't find themselves in the same situation like the people you just talked about, the seniors.
That's right.
Right. We need to evolve
yeah.
on this. So we're going to, I just want to thank you again, Cass Santos China, Executive Director of Berkshire Pride. Thank you, Cass, for being here today and talking so much about what you guys are doing.
Thanks for having me.
I think it's real, real valuable that you're here, and we appreciate you being part of this community. So thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. And everybody have a good day, and we will, I'll be back here hopefully at some point. We are WTBR. This is the Morning Drive. Enjoy your day.